Good morning and happy Friday. Nick Conan here for Brian Barrett on this so far so good Friday. The weather's looking good so far, kind of carrying over from yesterday for everyone's 4th of July festivities. Hope everyone had a good and safe 4th of July. Safe, the key word there. All your fingers and toes, if you can count them, and they're all back today, you did a good job. Hey, we're going to take a quick look at weather and traffic for you. And coming up at 10:30, in just less than 10 minutes, we are joined by the wonderful folks at the Boys and Girls Club. We're going to learn a little bit about what they have going on. Some really cool stuff on the way right around the corner. We're going to talk about it. That's coming up. So keep it right here.
See a few scattered showers and thunderstorms here this afternoon with a blend of clouds and sunshine developing a high around 90 and winds out of the west around 5 to 10 miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on News Radio WGNS. Currently, it's 80.
Good morning. Traffic still holding up out here as far as interstate accidents, delays, a lot of radar. You're going to see that all weekend long, as a matter of fact. Up and down I-24 right now. It's moving right along here at 840 Elmaville Road and 41 inbound Murfreesboro Pike. Still looks good. If you're buried in credit card debt or student loan debt, learn how you can reduce that debt to a fraction of the cost. Call 1-800-380-4293. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Hey, everybody. Edwin Lee Raymer here with the PI Show. We come to you every Sunday night from 8 until 10 p.m. We discuss some local politics, some national politics.
Get drunk and pass out. The queen of certain termite species can lay 40,000 eggs per day.
A-plus rated with the BBB. AmeriCare Services, your pest, termite, and moisture specialist online at AmeriCareServices.com.
Now WGNS Good Neighbor Events looks ahead. Main Street's A Taste of Rutherford, the summer party. Featuring food from some of the area's outstanding eateries, will be Saturday, July the 27th at 7 in the evening at the historic Childress Home at 225 North Academy Street. For information, get with Main Street Murfreesboro, 615-895-1887. That's Saturday, July 27th. Have you signed up for the Middle Half Marathon? Brand new route this year. It'll be Saturday, October the 12th. Go to themiddlehalf.com to sign up. Habitat for Humanity's Charity Chopped in the Burl is Thursday, September the 12th. Lulu Roman, one of the Hee-Haw stars, is the celebrity chef. MTSU's Pigskin Pregame at the home of Jonathan Harmon over on East Main is coming up Saturday, August the 10th. The Smyrna Rotary Club's 17th annual Wings of Freedom Fish Fry is set for Saturday, September the 14th at the Smyrna Airport. For News Radio, WGNS, those are Good Neighbor events.
Your NBC Sports Radio update starts now.
Yankees with a great performance. Got one out. I'm Rob Bushkin. What is more American than baseball this time of year? The Yankees boned up on the Rays down south. DJ LeMahieu, along with Gary Sanchez, providing all the firepower the Yankees needed in the 10th inning. They beat the Rays 8-4. A's slam the Twinkies. Cody Bellinger homers again as the Dodgers win. Other winners are the Cardinals, Cubs, Tigers, Nationals, Braves, and Red Sox. Nets were idle. They host the Phillies coming up on Friday. Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest at Coney Island. Joey Chestnut, the winner for the 12th time. He devoured 71 hot dogs, three shy of his own record. Rafael Nadal took him four sets, but he disposed of Nick Kyrgios. Sam Querrey, Roger Federer both moved on to the ladies' side. Sloane Stephens and Serena Williams, your winners. Novak Djokovic plays at 10:30 this morning, followed by Coco Gauff at 12:30 Eastern. This is NBC Sports Radio.
At Farmers Insurance, we know the sound of a perfect hot air balloon landing. And a less than perfect one. Seen it, covered it. Talk to Farmers.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Clean living. Most times, it's easier to achieve it for our cars than for ourselves. After all, Valero top-tier certified quality fuel is just around the corner to keep your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. So if you're not up for raw beet juice today, at least Valero can make sure your car is fueled clean. That means you'll get where you want to go and need to go. And your car will feel great getting you there. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
At Farmers Insurance, we have concrete evidence that parking under an industrial cement mixer That's just asking for trouble. Seen it, covered it. Talk to Farmers.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
It is so hot.
I know. You're actually a little red. Want some lotion?
Love some.
Okay, I have SPF 10. Don't play around.
Stay cool with June Instant Games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Okay, fellas, game's on the line. Let's get it right. Frank, you were closest. Was it fair or foul?
I don't know. I was distracted.
Distracted? By what?
Well, you know, it's a loud crowd. These lights are awful bright. I just won big on a Tennessee Lottery instant game. And again, the lighting here, somebody ought to say something.
You've got new instant games?
Yeah.
Enough to share?
Of course.
Fair ball!
Have a ball with new instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Talk Radio WGNS, putting the power of your free speech into action on air and online at WGNSradio.com.
We are back, and we open up Rutherford Issues here with a conversation with Michelle Clifford from the Boys and Girls Club. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you? Did you have a good 4th?
I did have a good 4th of July. I was just saying on the air, all the fingers and toes are back for today, so it was a safe 4th of July, which is the good thing, and I got to see friends and family and ate way too much food and all that good stuff. Went by the pool. Knocked everything off the checklist for a good 4th of July.
Yes, that's how you know it's a good 4th. It's very good. I'm happy.
Awesome. So you guys have a really, 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 I guess saying really a bunch of times. I'm a big sports fan, so we were talking about the Steak and Burger event with Charles Barkley coming up. We can touch on that here in a couple minutes. You also wanted to discuss these summer programs. If you
yes.
want, dive into the summer programs. Okay. That's an exciting time of the year for kids and families. I know because I did it when I was a kid.
Yes, yes. Summer is a fun time at the Boys and Girls Club. There is always something going on. It is always exciting. It is always adventurous and lively over there. We have children at our facilities from 6 a.m. till 6 p.m. in the summers. We say we do everything besides wake them up and tuck them in at night. So we provide them with breakfast. We provide them with lunch. We provide them with an afternoon snack. We take them on field trips. We do programs with them. I know they're getting ready. They go swimming. They go skating. They go bowling. They go to Bounce U. Our teens are getting ready to leave. I think in 2 weeks, they're going on a week-long college tour. They're going up to Washington, D.C.
Wow.
Yes, and they're going to tour some colleges along the way and tour up there. And we've worked with our local officials, and they've been so great. We've got a tour of the Capitol for them while they're up there, and they're going to a baseball game. And a big week coming up for our teens coming up. So there is a ton going on at the Boys and Girls Club during the summer all the time. If you drive by our Murfreesboro location, you'll see kids outside playing, eating lunch, doing whatever. It's even in Smyrna, like, they are just outside playing, going nonstop. I know they have to go home exhausted in the afternoons.
I remember leaving, and every day it would be a win-win because my mom would be able to work all day, my dad had worked all day, and then I would be running and playing all day, meet new friends, and I'd be tuckered out. By 6 p.m., I was ready to go to bed. So it was a win-win for the parents and for the kids. I think I was maybe 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12 were the years that I really spent a lot of time at the Boys and Girls Club. But what are the ages for the summer programs? I know they
sure.
go a little wider than that.
Right, yeah. So we take 5-year-olds. They must have completed kindergarten, though. So that through high school, through 18. And so it is a wide range. And we're very blessed that we have our clubs, Murfreesboro and Smyrna, kind of split into two sections. One is a section for the teens, so 13 and up, and another one is for our younger. So they're not, you know, a 16-year-old don't want to hang out with a 7-year-old, and
right.
that's fine. So they're split, and they can do their own things, and they share, you know, the outside space and gym. But, you know, like you said, come home, tuckered out, go nonstop, tons of fun things. We have great art activities going on. I see all the time happening. We've hired STEM specialists at both of our clubs this year this summer who are working on STEM. And then another great program we've continued into the summer is our reading program. So we have a reading intervention program at both our clubs. And it focuses on children who may be behind their grade level. And we spend the summer going through intensive reading programs with them all summer long, and they have their own reading field trips. They'll go to Barnes and Noble is great to us, and they get to pick out a book. And by the end of summer, our goal is to have them on grade level or above. And this is maybe our sixth or seventh year doing it. We've been doing it for several summers, maybe even longer than that. And the results are amazing. I mean, it is over the top. These children are usually above grade level. They come in below and they leave above grade level. And so it is such a valuable program to our community and our children. You know, there are statistics that say by the time children reach the third grade, if they are not on grade level, they're more likely to be incarcerated when they get older. It's a tall tale. It's a big sign for their future. You know, you can't read. There's so many things that affect you going forward, and your math skills struggle, and you lose your confidence. And so we're really proud of this program. We hire people to run it during the summer who are licensed teachers and can teach this, and that's their only focus. And this year they've added cursive writing too. The kids are learning to write cursive. So they come into my office often and show me new letters they've learned, or if they've been able to finally write their name in cursive. So that's a good one. I know in Murfreesboro alone, there's 43 children who are going through the program this summer. And again, it is very focused with that staff that we've hired and the children.
Fantastic. With us this morning on Rutherford Issues is Michelle Clifford from the Boys and Girls Club. We're talking about summer programs. We discussed 5 to 18 is about the age from which they could start and the time that they're finished. What about scheduling and availability? If somebody says, you know, hey, I'm working Monday through Thursday, but Friday, Saturday, Sunday, maybe I want to be with the family. And does it vary? I mean, can you schedule certain days to be in the summer program, or is it kind of an all or nothing deal?
No, sure. Yeah, we're here to serve them, you know, our family. So it's what works for them. So we are open Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. They don't have to come Monday through Friday. They don't have to come 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. It's what works for their schedule, and that's what we're there for. And so we have some children who don't come every day because their parents, like you said, schedule is a little bit different. Or they may not come for 1 week because they may be visiting another parent or somewhere. And that's fine, too. They're not charged for that week. They don't come.
Okay.
So, you know, no child is turned away due to inability to pay. And we have a majority are on scholarship at the club, and we have lots of homeless youth that we serve. And in the summer, we actually also serve refugees.
Oh, wow.
So that's a lot of fun. I think I may get on their nerves a little bit because I'm so fascinated and love talking to them and hearing all about them. But they're sweet, and I just love having them here and getting to experience, and them getting to experience as well.
There's probably some amazing stories they've shared with you as well that you don't get most of the time. So I could see where you're coming from, where you'd be so interested to, you know,
so interested.
What, you know?
Yes, and the languages they can speak, because most of them don't speak just their home language and English. They speak other language as well. I've learned that we have several from different countries in Africa, and I've learned that they speak French too.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. And so anyway, I'm learning too, but it's fun. It is definitely a wide group of kids over there, but they are all very sweet and accepting and just wanting to be kids and have fun.
Fantastic. So the summer program's going on at the Boys and Girls Club right now, exercising the mind, meeting new friends.
Correct.
All that stuff. And it's very a powerful tool for parents who, when summer vacation comes around, they say, mom and dad both work during the day. What are we going to do? So this is a great opportunity for them as well. That's kind of how I fell into place with the Boys and Girls Club, was out of necessity. My parents said, can't have you sit at home all day being, you know, a little kid. And I ended up making friends, and I had some of my best memories as a kid in summer vacation were at the Boys and Girls Club at some of the summer programs. It was always a blast, and some friends that I still have today I met actually back at the summer program. So
what club did you attend?
It was in Northwest Indiana where I came from, but it was one of the Boys and Girls Clubs in Porter County up there, and which is about 8.5 hours north. I don't expect many folks to know where that's at, but it was up in Northwest Indiana, and I had met kids there, and then eventually would meet them in school or, you know, whatever it would be, or when, you know, when we came high school and we all went to the same school, because there were different elementary schools for the area and middle schools. But once we all kind of got back together in high school, hey, I remember you from Boys and Girls Club.
That's
and,
right.
And we'd play baseball, basketball. I think I learned to swim 1 year there. So just different stuff every year, but it was always awesome.
That's right. There are club alumni everywhere, and you don't even know it.
Look, yep.
You're a product. We love it. I love meeting club alumni when I go different places.
So how do folks reach out to you? How can they call? Is there someone they could talk to one-on-one about this to get set up if they need to learn more?
Sure. So to register, you can just call our clubs. Murfreesboro is 615-890-2582.
Okay.
Smyrna is 615-984-4087. And then we'll also start registration really soon for school year, too. So school year, we have buses that go out and pick up from the schools, and there's – it's easier to ask what schools we don't pick up from, because we pick up from so many. But we pick them up and bring them back to the club and give them an afternoon snack, and we have homework help, and again, continuing the same programs that we do during the summer. And we're working right now to raise money to be able to continue our summer reading program into the school year and offer that as well, because we've seen such success. And then another thing we do in the school year that we don't do in the summer is we provide dinner for all the kids, a hot meal at night for all of our kids. So, yeah, if you're interested in that, your child has to be five and in kindergarten up through high school, and just call the club. Again, we're going to start registration for that really soon. And the only way it fills up is if the bus fills up for that school. We just only have so many seats. So, and there are several schools who do fill up.
All righty. So the other thing we wanted to talk about this morning, my inner sports fan is getting ready to burst. Talk about Charles Barkley coming to the Boys and Girls Club. He is at the top of a lot of people's all-time greats in the NBA. And what you're saying, a really wonderful fella. Talk about that a little bit.
Oh, we cannot wait. So he is coming to our Steak and Burger on July 16th. Steak and Burger is our largest fundraiser that we do for the Boys and Girls Club. It's held at MTSU in the Student Union Ballroom. We have two tables left. That's it, just two, and then we'll be completely sold out. We actually did sell out earlier, but then we figured out a way to reconfigure the room and fit a few more tables in. So just last week, we were able to add just a few, and I'm down to two from those few. But he will come. Toots is providing the foods. You get a yummy Toots burger. Who doesn't love Toots burgers? And get to hear Charles Barkley speak. And everyone who has seen Charles Barkley on TV knows who knows what he's going to say. He's hilarious. And so, I mean, what a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, right? You don't get to see him every day. He's not someone who's so accessible. And so we are so thrilled to have him come and help raise money for the Boys and Girls Club. So, you know, Charles Barkley and a Toots burger, I just don't know how it gets any better than that. So, but yes, again, we have two tables left. So those can be sold out in individual tickets, which are $200 a piece. Okay. Or you can buy a whole table, which is a table of 10 for $2,000. And if you would like to buy any of that, you can call me, Michelle, at the Boys and Girls Club, 890-2582, just because we are down to such a low amount and I'm trying to keep an accurate count. But yeah, they're going to sell fast, and we cannot wait to have him come. He's going to be hilarious, and he's been so great to work with, as you alluded to. He seems to be go with the flow, down with anything. And so we're grateful. There have been a lot of community sponsors that have stepped up, and, you know, from Toots to Nissan to Smyrna Ready Mix to Taylor Farms to Kia of Murfreesboro has stepped up, and they're going to be providing the transportation for him. They've been great to us. So we're very blessed to have a community that sees the value in the club, helps us put an event like this on. MTSU's amazing to let us do that, and then buys tickets and comes out.
And what is the date on the Steak and Burger?
It is Tuesday, July 16th. So what, a week and a half?
Just about, yeah, about a week and a half. So.
Week and a half.
All right. And, of course, more information available if you contact the Boys and Girls Club for that. Also, summer program happening and lots going on at the Boys and Girls Club. So, again, give them a call. Visit their website. If you can't wrap your arms around it right now, you can always go to the website, give them a call, and they'd be happy to go through that with you. Any final thoughts this morning?
Looking forward to the weekend, looking forward to a fun day at the club, and looking forward to Charles Barkley coming. Thank you. And I'm glad I met a club alumni today. How fun.
You run into them periodically. It's amazing. People, I think a lot of folks, especially when they're younger, spent time at the Boys and Girls Club, and I had a lot of my friends and family, like I said, spent time there, so it's always neat to see someone who appreciates the Boys and Girls Club the same way.
That's right. I love it. Well, thank you for your time.
All righty. Thank you so much. Michelle Clifford from the Boys and Girls Club with us this morning on Rutherford Issues. Don't forget, summer programs happening now and the Steak and Burger event featuring the one and only Charles Barkley coming up in just about a week and a half. Tickets are still available for that, folks, so get them now, and we'll be right back. We have a Braves update for you coming up on the horizon, so don't go away.
We're your local sports connection. Brian Barrett and John Dinkins take you to the games on WGNS, AM, FM, online. It's Man on the Street Newsmakers, presented by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
Bazing at First National Bank of Murfreesboro gives a new meaning to pushing the bar on customer service.
First National Bank of Murfreesboro's Bazing offers discounts on medicine and doctors.
I saved on my eye doctor's exam and the glasses, too.
Look how much I saved at the drugstore.
Hearing services as well.
First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard. This is Frieda Morgan from First National Bank of Murfreesboro, member FDIC.
Sex trafficking in Tennessee.
Statistics shows that the people trafficking are moving them every 7 days. So it's very, very hard to track them. They will move them into a city, keep them 7 days, and then move them out.
State Senator Dawn White.
Tennessee has more sex trafficking money going through than we do drug trafficking money. Tennessee is one of the high trafficked areas just because moving the people is very easy in Tennessee.
And we're right in the middle of it. I mean, because they say, I think Davidson and Coffee County are your two big hot spots.
Sex trafficking is very bad for Tennessee to have very good logistics with all of our interstates here.
State Senator Dawn White.
They may not be telling their parents that they met this person that says, you know, they're 20 online, and, you know, of course, that person can be 40 or 50. We want to educate students. This is what sex trafficking looks like, to even know what their friends may be doing. You know, a lot of times friends know more than their parents do, unfortunately. To have a curriculum that explains what sex trafficking is.
The inside story on sex trafficking in Tennessee. Brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
Tennessee has more sex trafficking money going through than we do drug trafficking money.
This is Kim Dunaway from Sunshine Nutrition Center. You hear me on Monday mornings at 7:20 talking about how to lead a healthier lifestyle. We carry supplements, personal care, and grocery items at both our Murfreesboro and Smyrna locations, family owned and operated since 1989.
If you want to get some barbecue, I tell you how to do it. Head for the Slick Pig and you're into it. Just walk through the door at 1920 East Main and your nose will send a message right to your brain. Say, smells good. And barbecue. Slick Pig. You got ribs and beans. Got spicy wings. Slick Pig.
A Murfreesboro tradition. 1920 East Main.
Shop directly from your farmer at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. Open each Tuesday and Friday from 7 a.m. until noon at the Lane Agripark Community Center on John R. Rice Boulevard.
Rover buses run every hour and drop you off right at the door. The free transfer from the Gateway Route to the West Side Loop on the Rover bus makes getting local foods easier than ever before.
The Rutherford County Farmers Market, Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 a.m. until noon at the Lane Agripark, down from Sam's.
When the weather's at its worst, we're at our best. Talk Radio WGNS, Murfreesboro, FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, TV 11.
Alrighty, welcome back, folks, on this wonderful Friday. This is Rutherford Issues. You're listening to News Radio WGNS. Just have a conversation with Michelle Clifford from the Boys and Girls Club. Now, if you want to re-listen or recap some of that information, head on over to WGNSradio.com where you can find all the podcasted shows, the Truman Show as well, the Action Line this morning on there. So you can always recap that information. Of course, Swap and Shop and Good Neighbor of the Day and the Birthday Club, that's all on there for you as well. Hey, good time to be a Braves fan. They are red hot. We're going to take a look at Braves baseball with our Braves update. We'll be right back.
Now, it's time for your Atlanta Braves morning update.
Braves play home run derby en route to a series win over the Phillies. I'm Kevin McAlpin, and your Braves morning update's coming up next.
Enjoy all the perks SunTrust Park has to offer by becoming a Braves A-List member. Learn more at Braves.com/A-List.
On 4th of July Thursday, the Braves downed the Phillies 12-6 behind five more homers from the Atlanta offense. The Phillies would jump on Mike Soroka for four runs in the top of the first on six singles, but in the bottom of the inning, the Braves cut that lead in half thanks to a solo shot from Dansby Swanson and an RBI double from Nick Markakis. Swanson wasn't done, though, as he added a three-run homer in the eighth for his fourth career multi-homer game. Then, after the Braves tied it with a two-run bottom of the second, in the home half of the third, up stepped Ozzie Albies with two on and two out.
Smashed high in the air, deep right field. This one sailing way back. This one is gone! A star-spangled blast out of Albies. three-run bomb, and the Braves lead it versus the Phillies for the first time tonight.
And the Braves would never look back from there as they added two more in the fourth on back-to-back homers from Freddie Freeman and Josh Donaldson. With the win, the Braves now extend their lead in the NL East standings to 6 games over the second-place Nationals as the Phillies fell to 6.5 back, third place in the East. Braves will now turn their attention to the visiting Marlins, who come to town for a 3-game series starting tonight at 7:20 p.m. Eastern. With the Braves, I'm Kevin McAlpin for the Atlanta Braves Radio Network.
And don't forget, all your Braves baseball needs can be met right here on News Radio WGNS, so make sure to listen live. And right now, here's a look at that weather and traffic.
We'll see a few scattered showers and thunderstorms here this afternoon with a blend of clouds and sunshine developing a high around 90, and winds out of the west around 5 to 10 miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on News Radio WGNS. Currently, it's 80.
Good morning. Traffic still holding up out here as far as interstate accidents, delays, a lot of radar. You're going to see that all weekend long, as a matter of fact. Up and down I-24 right now, it's moving right along here at 840 Elmaville Road, and 41 inbound Murfreesboro Pike still looks good. If you're buried in credit card debt or student loan debt, learn how you can reduce that debt to a fraction of the cost. Call 1-800-380-4293. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
We got some good neighbors, and we like bragging on them. Nominate a good neighbor every day. Put it in writing on WGNS. WGNS. AM. FM. FM. Online.
And you can, of course, nominate that good neighbor of the day by just texting 615-893-1450. Very easy, folks. We need a name, contact information, and what makes them so special. We'd love to help highlight the great folks around here in Rutherford County, as we do each and every morning. And they'll receive flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, as well as News Radio WGNS for their wonderful, wonderful deeds. Hey, that about does it for me. I am about wrapped up for the day. We have some obits for you, a couple more announcements, and coming up at the top of the hour, the Clark Howard Show. We'll be right back.
Holly Grove Baptist Church invites you to worship with them each Sunday and Wednesday. Holly Grove Baptist Church is a Bible-believing Southern Baptist church. We have wonderful teachers for Sunday school at 9:45 a.m., and Reverend Bob Mackey leads the church in worship at 11. We have Wednesday night activities for youth and adults beginning at 6:30 p.m. Holly Grove Baptist Church is on Holly Grove Road. Turn right off Highway 231 past Walter Hill School onto Holly Grove Road. The church is about 3 miles down on the left. We promise you'll find a warm welcome inside. Find out more at hollygrovebaptist.com. We have past sermons you can listen to and information about the church. Again, that's hollygrovebaptist.com. Also, listen weekly on News Radio WGNS for each week's sermon, Sundays at 12 noon. We're also on Facebook. Like our page and get updates on what's happening. Holly Grove Baptist Church, reaching out to offer hope. We look forward to seeing you soon at Holly Grove Baptist Church.
Our people, that's the difference. Maples Realty and Auction.
I'm Betsy Maples Taylor with Maples Realty and Auction Company in Murfreesboro.
It's a great time to book an auction for 2019. Dates are filling up fast for summer auctions. Maples professionals will come to your property and do a free, no-obligation analysis to determine if an auction is the best option for you. For more information, visit MaplesRealtyAndAuction.com or call 615-896-4740.
Maples Realty and Auction.
Hello again. This is Lenny Farmer with Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home and Cremation Services. Whenever I finish with a family, helping them pick out their funeral needs, locking in the price for the rest of their life, they inevitably breathe a sigh of relief saying, "That wasn't as difficult as I thought." You know why? Because they're shopping with their heads and not with their hearts. You can save thousands of dollars when you prearrange ahead of time. Give me a call and see how that works for you at 615-893-2422. Jennings and Ayers.
Time for this morning's death notices. Miss Casey Mae Vauder, age 79, passed away Tuesday, July 2nd. She is survived by sister Marie Nelson and brothers Albert, Jimmy, and Alexander Marable. Public viewing for Miss Vauder will be this Friday, today, 4 o'clock until 7 tonight, at Nelson & Sons Chapel of Murfreesboro. Then on Saturday at the Smith Fork Tabernacle on Hoss Hill Pike. Family visitation, 11 a.m., with a funeral to follow at 12 noon. Burial at the Loverin Cemetery in the Barfield community. Services in the care of Nelson & Sons Chapel of Murfreesboro for 79-year-old Miss Casey Mae Vauder. Deborah Sue Mamel, age 55, died June 29th.
She is survived by sons Justin Mamel, Joey Bratcher, brothers Hank Williams, Jesse Williams, and sister Teresa Bain. Visitation will be today, Friday, 4 until 8 tonight at Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home. A chapel service will be at 12 noon on Saturday at Jennings and Ayers for Deborah Sue Mamel, age 55. Helen Danford Arnold, age 93, died July 2nd. She's survived by her daughter, Jeanette Moss, and son, Ephraim I. Arnold, and sister, Doris Newman, and brother, Hugh Danford. Visitation will be 12 noon until the time of the chapel service at 2, all on Saturday, at Jennings and Ayers, and burial follows at Evergreen Cemetery. That's the arrangement from Jennings and Ayers for Helen Danford Arnold, age 93. Stella Stem Smith, age 87, died July 4th. Stella is survived by son Richard Stem Jr., James Stem, Gary Stem, and David Stem, and stepchild Karen DeMumbrian. A chapel service will be at 2 o'clock on Sunday at Jennings and Ayers, and burial follows at the Cawthron Cemetery. Visitation with the family, 4 o'clock to 8 o'clock, this coming Saturday at Jennings and Ayers, and that's for Stella Stem Smith, age 87. Thurston Peebles, age 81, passed away Tuesday, June 25th, leaves behind his son, Selwyn, and daughter, Cheryl Peebles, and sisters, Vera Preston and Idelia Young. A graveside service to celebrate Mr. Peebles' life will be at 11 o'clock on Saturday morning at Roselawn Memorial Gardens in Murfreesboro. Friends are invited to the visitation 1 hour prior to that graveside service at Roselawn Funeral Home for 81-year-old Thurston Peebles. Lynn Bartlett Montz Sr., age 77, died June 20th. He is survived by son Bart Montz and daughters Tammy Kemp, Robin Brewer, and Teresa Blackwood. Smith Funeral Home in charge of arrangements on Saturday and visitation 11 a.m. until 12:30, again Saturday, at the Epiphany Anglican Church in Murfreesboro. That's for Lynn Bartlett Montz Sr. Paul Ducker, age 67, of Smyrna, died July 2nd. Survived by daughter Cindy Bindley and Ellen Kellum and Michelle Kellum and brother Gary Ducker and sisters Janice Green and Joan Bindley. Visitation this Sunday, 12 noon until the time of funeral service at 2 on Sunday at Woodfin Chapel in Murfreesboro. Burial at Evergreen Cemetery for Paul Ducker, age 67, of Smyrna. Betty Elaine Chick Williams, age 79, died July 2nd. She's survived by husband John Gary Williams and daughter Shara Taylor, son Brian Williams, and sister Alice Nix, and twin brother Bob Chick. Visitation and the funeral will be at Roselawn Funeral Home on Broad Street in Murfreesboro. Visitation Sunday, 2 until 6, funeral Monday at 2 o'clock, and burial follows after the service at Roselawn Memorial Gardens. That's for Betty Elaine Chick Williams, age 79. That does conclude today's death notices on WGNS.
Hi, I'm Shannon Whitfin Parsons with Whitfin Funeral Chapels and Cremation Service. Many funeral homes are competing for your business based on price. We are here to earn your business based on the high standards of support and service we give our families. We like things done the right way, the Whitfin way. Whitfin Chapel, Murfreesboro and Smyrna, serving you and your family since 1893.
We take you to the local games. We're WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, and AM 1450.
We'll see a few scattered showers and thunderstorms here this afternoon with a blend of clouds and sunshine developing.
What would it take for you to walk away from a career you've dreamed of all your life? This is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. In the early 1970s, the star was on the rise for singer and musician Phoebe Snow. She was discovered in a club in Greenwich Village and her life changed virtually overnight. Within a few short years, she had released an album, had a top five single on the charts, Grammy nominations, magazine covers, and guest appearances with other well-known people. But at the height of her success, her life changed. Again, virtually overnight. In 1975, she gave birth to a daughter with severe brain damage. Soon after, her husband left her. In those days, it was not uncommon for disabled children to be institutionalized, but for Phoebe, that was never an option. She chose to devote herself to her daughter's full-time care and stepped away from the accolades of the music business for years, a decision from which her career never fully recovered. Did she regret her decision? No. In fact, after her daughter passed away at the age of 31, Phoebe indicated that leaving the music business for her daughter was simply the trade of one dream for another. In an interview, she said of her child, "She fulfilled every profound love and intimacy and desire I could have ever dreamed of." Careers serve a worthwhile purpose in our lives, but what profound validation that when it's all said and done, what matters is family. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com, or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
News Radio, WGNS, Murfreesboro.